from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, here was Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback, when he was asked yesterday, do you miss Stephon Diggs?
Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. So miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. So definitely, yeah, you can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working. And yeah.
Yeah, this is like you could tell right there immediately. He's asked if he misses Stephon Diggs. And like he knows, I would say that he knows that's a headline bait question, because the word miss has so many connotations to it that it's very easily turned into, boy, Josh Allen says he misses Stephon Diggs, and then it becomes an insult to the current crop of wide receivers you have. So in that very same quote, he says, I wouldn't say miss, but then he says, it's hard not to miss a guy like that. Yeah.
Yeah, the cut, it's really interesting. On Good Morning Football, the cut that they took out of that and made into a caption across the bottom of the screen was, quote, I don't know if I'd say miss, .. He was a guy that was reliable, end quote.
Yeah, that's so messed up, man. Because the headline... The headline that I had grabbed, and I searched the headlines out of the first four that popped up. The most egregious and irresponsible was, Josh Allen sounds like he couldn't wait to get Stephon Diggs out of the Bills locker room.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are you talking? If you take the substance of that quote, if anything, you know, he said a lot more about the good things about Stephon Diggs. It's just because he kind of tried to tiptoe around the word miss that it opened it up to people to interpret that any way they wanted. They can take a snippet of that quote and make it look like he hates his current wide receivers. They can make it look like he couldn't wait to get get Stephon Diggs out of the building. I'm angry not even for Stephon Diggs, although because I think Stephon Diggs has been through it so many times, and he's put himself there. I'm not going to act like he didn't put himself there because of it. But it's just they are dead set on creating drama out of this, whether it's there or not.
Oh, yeah.
That article was going to be written almost no matter how Josh Allen answered that question.
Yeah.
The only thing, and this is why, the damn writers themselves, they hate cliches when athletes give cliches. This is why they give cliches, you stupid English literature dropouts. Because the right answer there is, hey, we're always moving forward in this business. You know, we've got a growth mindset and things change every single year. So you can't spend too much time worrying about how things were in the past. I love the guys we have right now. Yada, 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 yada. But because he tried to give a thoughtful answer and be fair and diplomatic, and he was trying not to pour fuel on the fire, because he didn't do it perfectly, It turned it into a kerosene fire.
I want to play it again, we'll hit it here in a second, Ben. But I'm just looking. Seth, all I did was put in Google. I put in Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. That's all I put in.
Yeah.
No words that are going to steer it one way. Just their two names. And the headlines that come up, Bills QB Josh Allen again opens up about Stephon Diggs trade. I think that's pretty accurate. That's pretty benign. The next two are hilarious. Josh Allen's odd response to whether he misses Texans' Stephon Diggs,
yeah,
which I didn't find his response really odd. I mean, he was dancing a little bit. This is a beautiful one. Did Josh Allen take subtle jab at former teammate Stephon Diggs? So play it one more time. Is there anything that you hear when you listen to this that's either odd, their quote, or that is can be construed as a subtle jab at Stephon Diggs?
Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. So miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. So definitely, yeah, you can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working. And yeah.
I can totally see, especially if what you're looking for is an answer where he's throwing shade at Stephon Diggs. I can totally see where maybe even if this is one of those instances where if you read the transcript, you would totally read it that way. Yeah. The way I read it is I'm putting myself in the situation of the athlete, because this is the same thing that happens whenever they ask you about an injured player on your own team. A guy's injured on your own team. You don't want to talk about how much you're going to miss that guy. This happened. I remember when Kylie Wong got hurt and Deshaun Polk was going to replace him. And so Kylie Wong's a linebacker, gets hurt, really ugly injury in the Seattle game. But they asked me how much will the defense miss Kylie Wong. And you're put in this position where you're like, man, I really want to give Deshaun Polk as much support as possible. He doesn't need to be reading quotes about how devastating a loss it is. But at the same time, I want to do right by Kylie Wong. So you gotta just spit out the cliches, you know? And it's a hard spot to be in. Like, the way I interpreted it was miss is a loaded word. Like, Josh in that moment when he says miss, he's saying, well, I would have said miss is a loaded word with a lot of connotations.
Yeah.
And I see what you're going for here, man. And I'm not going to give it to
you. You would have called the questioner out.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. It's funny, the quote that is getting parsed out on the NFL Network, the caption, to me, if there's a subtle dig going on or subtle jab going on at Diggs, I read that quote. This is how I read it, Seth, just as a fan looking at a TV screen, knowing that it's a complicated relationship also between Josh mm-hmm. Allen and Stephon Diggs. Like, it wasn't perfect. Otherwise, they might still be teammates. But the quote, I don't know if I'd say miss, ... He was a guy that was reliable, end quote. Like, when I read that, especially knowing how mercurial Stephon Diggs is and how highly Stephon Diggs thinks of Stephon Diggs, that to me, when the adjective you use for somebody is reliable. And then they cut the quote there, because after that, Josh Allen said all kinds of glowing things about how much juice Steph brings, but they didn't include that.
Right.
When they stopped
at
reliable, this is like called to me when you call a receiver reliable as an answer to a question, do you miss the guy? It's like calling a quarterback a game manager. It's, oh, yeah, he's reliable.
But, yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. Yeah. So this whole scenario has been, it's like when somebody plays a practical joke that doesn't actually land, and the person that's having the joke played on them doesn't even give a reaction.
Yeah.
And the person who plays the practical joke is like, oh, yeah, you should have seen your face. Oh my God. And they're the most annoying people on earth.
Yeah.
And then you do start to get agitated because the person is lying about how you responded, and then you kick them in the head. And they did achieve their stated goal. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I don't know. I don't, like, because obviously, yeah, there was something there between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And people are trying to extract out any drama they can. So I don't know if they're on a texting relationship or not. I'm guessing Josh Allen, some part of him was like, man, I should just text Stephon Diggs and be like, hey, man, you know how they do these things. Listen to the whole quote.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to, watch out for my current teammates, you know? And despite having said some really nice things about Stephon Diggs in that quote.
He did.
Okay. How does this matter? Why does this matter for Texans fans?
Yeah.
Do we want Stephon Diggs to see the actual full quote, or do we want him to only read the headlines and kind of be like, oh, all right. So this is how they feel about me up in Buffalo, huh?
Okay, so
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The question then becomes, which is most conducive to winning, having Stephon Diggs, and we're talking probably specifically week 5 is what you're talking about here against Buffalo. What's more conducive to winning? A Stephon Diggs, it feels like Josh Allen took a jab at him, or a Stephon Diggs who maybe is thinking a little more clearly because he knows the truth and he's not ready to go on a 7-state killing spree in that game?
Yeah. I need Stephon Diggs to be in as clear a headspace as possible.
I'm with you on this.
I think this is, you know, the old trick sometimes people play in high school and college is they'll like have a, it used to be easier back in the day before the internet, you like write up a fake story.
Yeah.
And like a coach would like say, this is what was in the paper today back over in Chickasaw County or something, and it would just be a fake story. But everyone's like, we're going to kill him.
Yeah. Can't do that anymore.
But that can backfire with the wrong guy.
Yep.
You don't want to do that to guys who already have a permanent chip on their shoulder, because sometimes it can push them over the edge.
Yeah.
So I think with Stephon, I would feel like, look, he can find enough motivation out there. You don't need anything that like might land a little too close to home. So no fake news stories for Stephon Diggs.
Do you think the Texans make Stephon Diggs available the week of the Buffalo Bills game for media?
I think they do.
Yeah.
And I think that, I mean, Stephon, usually he's really good in press conferences.
He's excellent.
You listen to people up in Buffalo, yeah, like he has awesome press conferences. He's very entertaining. It's just that every now and then, you know, he goes into, there was something on social media or what have you, and that's where things get screwy. So I'm guessing that they probably will, because that's something he can prepare for too. Like, it's just like, look, I know people are going to be saying a lot of stuff. I'm just going to get up there and say the nicest things I can think of. Like he did when in his first press conference. He had
100%.
Nothing but nice things to say about everybody in Buffalo.
He did. I would submit that the other two big acquisitions this offseason, Danielle Hunter and Joe Mixon, said things that are going to be more headline porn in Minnesota and Cincinnati than Diggs said it would be headline porn in Buffalo. I mean, Danielle Hunter was gushing about this new scheme that he's in, and you could construe that as somehow the scheme he'd been in Minnesota was holding him back all these years, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not construing it. I'm just talking about what the internet can do to it. And Joe Mixon literally said that it's going to be night and day compared to how it was in Cincinnati this season, you know?
Yeah.
And again, that's something that can get construed a number of different ways.
Bent this way and that way. Yeah. I looked for it in Cincinnati after he had said that. And I think, the full quote there was more about how this scheme is going to be good for him. Because I think people in Cincinnati, for the most part, know that the Bengals scheme changed a lot last year. And it turned into something that's not necessarily Joe Mixon's strong suit, just running out of gun. He's not as good running out of shotgun as he is just classic downhill, running back 7 yards in the backfield and get ahead of steam as you're taking the handoff. That's what the Texans do a lot. So, I mean, but you're right. It does get they take the little snippet. They take the snippet.
Yeah.
We have to do more of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I fear we're too responsible, Sean.
Do you think so? Do you think that would be good for the show if we started being a little more...
Let's abandon all of our ethics and, integrity and just go for it. Just go for headline porn. Yeah.
We would not be, you and I would not be in a good headspace with that. I think
no.
I might be able to handle it a little. You have told me sometimes, like I'm able to handle like the Twitter smoke from things I tweet, you don't like that stuff.
I don't like it. If it's just, I get too personally involved in arguments.
Yeah.
It just, especially when it's especially when it's just either unjust or irrational.
Yeah.
So like all of these talking points about the Josh Allen stuff, it's unjust and it's irrational, and it lacks integrity.
Yeah.
If you're writing headlines like that, if you're only taking one snippet of the quote or something, you're a bad person.
Yep.
In that moment. You're doing what bad people do. It's messed up.
D'Amico Ryans, good person. Sat down with Kay Adams. Who is the number one wide receiver on this team? She asked him the question. I love D'Amico Ryan's answer to this. And he also talked about Stephon Diggs. We'll hear from the Texans head coach who sat down with Kay Adams from FanDuel up in Adams. We'll do that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.